Uncle Dude that lived with us most of the time, the one really taught us all how to play music. He played in beer joints all the time, just about every Saturday night.
Richard Hefner says he used to wait up for his uncle to come home after those gigs. It was the only quiet night inside the family's Civil War era home, in the house that was almost always full of music whenever his uncle was home.
Somebody'd come and carry him out because he was crippled, and they'd carry him out and put him in the car, and then they'd carry him in the beer joint and set him in a chair. I'd usually stay up until dude come home at night, listen to his tales.
These tales usually included whatever beer joint brawl or late night escapade had taken place that night at the square dance. In the house that may or may not have been haunted, Richard grew up idolizing his uncle, whose real name was Glenn Irvin, but everyone just called him Dude. When he was 14 years old, Richard began going with his uncle to the beer joints. There was one beer joint he took his uncle to often, called High Rocks. Richard remembers when a bad fight broke out at the High Rocks bar, right next to his uncle Dude.
I guess I was 16 and had my license, and I took him up there, and he was playing with Virgil and Vincent Ryder. Dude played the man, and it was a little small place. It was small as this room about, narrower. And a bunch of guys came from Richwood. And Richwood and Marlington, at that time, didn't like each other. And that guy just walked over and said something to him. Boy, he come off there and hit that guy. And I grabbed Dude and slid him back behind that stove. Two of them went right through the front door, tore the whole door off of the beer joint and out in the parking lot. And they was five or six of them just got really whipped up pretty bad in there that night. But it just like always, you know, just as soon as they got everything settled down, slid Dude back out on the floor, got back in tune, started playing again, you know. There was always somebody here at the house playing, and everybody in my mom's side of the family played and sang. An Uncle Dude, who he always had somebody in here playing, and they did all kinds of country and blues, and of course they did some bluegrass tunes too. So they got to doing them, you know, just kind of along, mixing them in with country and honky-tonk and Elvis and Chet Atkins tunes and everything else.
Richard and his siblings remember that Dude didn't let his physical limitations drag him down. He was born with a condition called hydrocephalus, which causes fluid to swell near the brain. Because he suffered from polio as a little boy and couldn't walk, Dude spent part of his childhood being pulled in a wagon until one of the neighbors bought him a wheelchair. He taught himself to read and write, and even helped his own siblings with their homework. He never had a job, except for the cashier and playing at local square dances and beer joints.
But I remember one time Dude, they played for $5 a piece a night, and he'd come home and he said, "Gilbert, give us a raise, he's paying us $6 now." He was tickled to death, you know. They got a dollar raise.
Eventually, Richard and his brother Bill learned to play from their uncle. Soon, they all began to play more and more of Bill Monroe's bluegrass tunes. This was in the late 1950s and into the 1960s, around the time when they formed the Black Mountain Bluegrass Boys.
There wasn't much bluegrass around here. There wasn't any bluegrass around here until we started playing.
Soon, the Black Mountain Bluegrass Boys began writing their own songs, and in 1971, they recorded their first album, Pure Old Bluegrass. It was the only one of the band's albums that Uncle Dude played on. In January of 73, he passed away at the age of 52.
And may we always be together, just my Lord and I.